Here we come. We are on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We are in our third day discussing one of the Yaal Kigams, which is Kiddushin Misurin Labia, Machlokas Abaye, Shein Misurin Labia, Kiddushin that cannot lead to relations, Machlokas Abaye Virava, as to whether or not that is effective. Rava says it's not effective, Abaye says it is effective. You're going to have to hold cup in some of these cases because they are particularly difficult. To Shma, come in here. Shnayim Sheki. Actually, I should give you one parenthesis prior to beginning, is that what is difficult about these cases is not the cases themselves, not what we need for our case, but the byproduct of our cases. Okay, I'll explain as we go. Toshma, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we are up to the Toshma, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 lines from the bottom. Toshma Shnayim, you have two people, two men, they're not brothers, so we'll call them Reuven and Bill. Shekidshu shtei achios, they married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Zeh in yodei ze kiddush v'zeh in yodei ze kiddush. Reuven has no idea if he married Rachel or Leah, and Bill has no idea if he married Rachel or Leah. So what's the halacha? Zenos and shnei gittin v'zenos and shnei gittin. Reuven gives two bills of divorce, and Bill gives two bills of divorce. Good. So why? Why do they have to give a get? According to Rava, this is kiddushin, since you don't know which sister you married, that what? She'ain misurin labia, that cannot lead to relations. And if it can't lead to relations, why do you need to give a get? It's a good kasha, says the Gemara, the same answer we gave yesterday. Here also, shehukru, they knew at one point who they were married to. Both Reuven knew who was married to either Rachel Leah, and Bill knew who was married to Rachel Leah. Well, but at the end of the day, Rachel and Leah, they were identical twins. They forgot who they were married to. I'll make an inference as well from the Mishnah. Dikatani, what is the state befurish in the Mishnah? Eino yodea. It says, and they don't know in the present tense. Veloiktani ain't yadu, and it doesn't say, and they didn't know in the past tense. Shmami, no, that was the case. Shkoyach, if they knew they were married to and they forgot, avada, that both Reuven and Bill have to give bills of divorce to Rachel and Leah. What's the chiddush? Now, I told you the difficulty comes from the byproduct of the case, not the case. What we need for our purposes of Kiddush Mesir Labir, we're good. But the Gemara is now asking a side point, which is an important side point, is what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah trying to tell us? Ma'ilam Iyachi, Ma'ilam Emer Seif, it's necessary to tell me the second half of the Mishnah. What's the second half of the Mishnah? Mesu. Reuven and Bil both died, Rachman al-Aslan. Lezeach, there's Reuven B, that's Reuven's brother, and Bil B. Okay, Lezeach v'Lezeach, Reuven B and Bil B. Ze cholis l'shtein, Reuven B must do chalitza to Rachel Leah. V'ze cholis l'shtein, and Bil B must do chalitza for to both of them. Okay, now let's say Reuven has two brothers. We'll call it Reuven B and Reuven C. How creative, right? Lezeach v'Lezeach shnayim. For this one he's got one, and this one he's got two. What's the halacha here? So says the Gemara, Ha'echad choleitz l'shtein. Reuven B does chalitza to Rachel and Leah. I'm sorry, Bill B does chalitza to both of them. Vashnayim, and when it comes to the two brothers, that's Reuven B and C, Echad choleitz, Reuven B does chalitza to Rachel. Ve'echad, and Reuven C could do Yibum to the other one. Not Rachel, but Leah. Why? What's the reason why Reuven C could do Yibum to Leah? It's the old Mimanavshach. What's Mimanavshach? Either Reuven was married to Leah, and now he is swooping in Reuven C and doing Yibum, or he was married to Rachel. And if he was married to Rachel, what would Leah be? She would be what's known as Achos Skukoso. She is the sister of somebody who has a Zika, a relationship. So you can't marry Leah until Rachel gets Chalitza. But we had took care of that, because who did the Chalitza to Rachel? Reuven B. So post Reuven B's Chalitza on Rachel, then Reuven C can marry Leah based on the Mimanavshach. Okay? Says the Gemara, yeah, but there's only, when does this work? Im Kadmu V'Kansu. Oh, I'm sorry, not yet. Im Kadmu V'Kansu. But let's say Reuven C is very impulsive, and he chaps a rein Leah, Yeah, before Rachel gets chalitza, ein motzin oson miyadam. We don't make them split up. We don't make them divorce. Says the Gemara, davka michlitz v'hadav yibam. We wanted the chalitza first post yibam. Avol yibum ve'hadav michlitz. But if yibam is done first between Reuven C and Leah, we don't like that. Lo, why? Tikapaga biyivam leshuk. Because it's possible that if you marry the wife of the first Mekadesh, that she is a Shomeres Yavim, and she is usher to marry a guy from the Shuk until a Chalitz is done. So what's the fear factor here? That if Reuven C marries Leah prior to Bill doing Chalitza, remember there was another guy here, that all Bill's, I should say Bill B doing Chalitza, it could be that she's really married to Bill, and Bill's brother's got to do a chalitza, so that's the kapaga b'yavam l'shuk. That would be no good. So she's got to wait until post Bill B. Okay, says the Gemara. New case again. The case is easy for our purposes of kedusha l'mitzvah. B, it's easy. It gets difficult when we need the chiddush of the sefer. Toshma, come in here. Ditani, no, this is not a tough case. Okay, this is okay. Yeah, Toshma, ditani. Did I skip a case? No, it's the same case. Okay, Toshma, Titani Tavyumi. Tavyumi is the name of a Chacham. Lezech Hamisha Bonim v'Lezech Hamisha Bonos. So, Reuven's got five kids. Actually, Yaakov's got five kids. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar. Right? And Sarah has five daughters. You can name them whatever you wish. Lezech Hamisha Bonim v'Lezech Hamisha Bonos. V'Amr. And I should say, Reuven, Yaakov, I'm sorry, again. Yaakov has five kids and Yitzchak has five kids. Yitzchak has five daughters and Yaakov has five sons. V'amar acha, and then, so Yaakov says to Yitzchak, achas mi binosecha, one of your daughters, mikudeshes la'achas mi bana, should be engaged to one of my sons. Wow. But he doesn't say which one. So how many possibilities are there now of a marriage? Very good. Five squared. 25 possibilities of marriage. Go through them in your head. We're not going to go through all of them now. All five of Yitzchak's daughters require five gittin. Right? Reuven's got to give five. Shimon's got to give five. Levi's got to give five. Yehuda's got to give five. Yisachar's got to give five. That's 25. Meis echad mehem. Reuven dies. Chas v'shalom. Prior to giving the get. So what's the halacha now? Kol achas v'achas tzricha arba gittin. All of the women, all of them, all of the sisters require four gets. They can't get a fifth get from Reuven. You know why? He's dead. Very good, Osher Zelig. And Chalitza Me'achaman. And all of the girls require one Chalitza. Okay? It could be Shimon giving out Chalitza like it's candy. It could be Shimon and Levi giving two and two. It doesn't matter. They all require one Chalitza because they're all Reuven's brothers. And in case Reuven was married to one of the five and there was no children, Chalitza needs to be done. Okay? Wait a second. But still, why do we need a get here?
Because
we shouldn't need a get.
Maybe it was one of them who's married, not Reuven.
No, we shouldn't need a get. You're forgetting why we're talking about this? Because what's the machlokas of Abaye Rava? What does a kiddushin need to be good? Kiddushin should need shemesurin labia. This is kiddushin she'ein mesurin labia. There's no possibility of relationship because nobody has any ideas to who they're married to. And yet we require a get. Who is this Akasha on? The opinion of Rava. Okay, so maybe we want to give an answer we said before. But if you want, I'll tell you. Maybe they all knew who was married and they forgot and they got mixed together. Can't say that here. Why? Because what was the deal between Yaakov and Yitzchak? It says one of my sons married to one of your daughters and they made the engagement, which means it was never clear as to who was married to who. Yufta deravat yufta. Whenever you have a double tyufta, you know what that means? TKO. It's a technical knockout. You don't recover. Rava has been officially slugged up by the Gemara. V'hilchasa kavase de abaye bial kigam. And of course, the yud is Yeshalomidas. The ayin is referencing, I believe, Eide Zomimin Limafreya, in a retroactive case which we learned last year. Lamed is the case of Alechi Ha'omed Me'elov. The Chif is the R case. And the Mem is a Mumrla Te'avon. And the Gimel was, I forget. So you have to look it up. I failed my test in Bava Metzia. Who remembers the Gimel? In Kigam? What? Does Rashi here say it? I didn't look at the Rashi here. Rashi says it. Yep. Giloi Daita Begitin. Yes, of course, the one at Ar Masechta, I forgot. Giloi Daita Begitin. I have not expressed what I said, but really revealed my das. Is that considered Gittin? That we only learned. Gittin, we're learning in Daf Yomi now. So I should have remembered that. Okay. Anyway, now let's get back to our Mishnah. If you remember our Mishnah, we had a very interesting case. Okay? And there were a couple things they said we're going to get back to and resolve those why it said certain things. And now we're getting back to that. Okay? Ma'aseh b'chamish noshim, there was a story with five women, and there were two sisters, and they took a basket that belonged to them of figs of the Shemitah year. So Amar Rav, Shmami nomi masnisin arba. I see from our Mishnah four things. V'nakit Rav biyadet plas. And Rav knew of three. So if you know how to learn, what do you do when you ever hear there's going to be a list of four things coming up? You put a circle by each one. So when you look back at the Gemara, you see one, two, three, and you could chapoy like this. Number one, Shmamina Hamekadesh Beperos Shvius Mikudeshes. One is allowed to Mekadesh and Isha with fruits belonging to the Shemitah year. Okay, the Kiddush Bichal, we don't say that these are not worth value. They have value. Number two, Ushmamina Kitsha Begezel Eina Mikudeshes. In essence, this Kiddushin belongs to fruits that were stolen. How do I learn this out? We'll see in a moment. Even if it was stolen from her, how do I see this? Mimai. How do I see this? Midiktani, since it says Shelahen Haisa. Who did the figs belong to them? Vishal Shvius Haisa. And it was also Shmitir. Why did it tell me it belonged to the Shmitir? Taima the Shvius. The reason why he was able to chop Orion and Mekadesh the girls with this is it belonged to the Shmitir. The Hefker who? It was ownerless because it was Shmitir. But had it been any other year, it would be ineffective, meaning he had to steal it from Hefker. That's the Chiddush of the Shemitah. So we see from here that since it was Gzela, it's going to be an effective Kiddushin. So that's number two. Ushma Mina, number three. Ishanasa Shaliach Lechaverta. Who's accepting the Kiddushin? One girl on behalf of all five, and yet that is effective as a shaliach. Even when they become co-wives. What's the fourth one? V'idach ma'hi. I'm glad you asked. What's the fourth? Kiddushin she'en misurin labia. That kiddushin is kiddushin even if it's not given over for relations. Says the Gemara. So how did Rav miss that? V'nechshevei. How could Rav? Rav said I learned four. We learned four things. I know three. I don't know the fourth. That seems to be the obvious one because we spent the whole daf on figuring that out. So why didn't he list it? So the reason why Rav didn't list it is Mishum de Misfekalei Ika Abaye Ika Rava. He wasn't sure whether he held like Abaye and Rava, and if we in fact held like Rava, then he would be in trouble for saying that was the fourth Shmamino because it shouldn't be something you derive because we don't paskin that way. Okay. Now, on to the sugya of Mekadesh and Isha with stolen objects or value. Kisalik Ramzera, when Ramzera made Aliyah, when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Amalei Shmaisa Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, he said this Torah in front of Rabbi Yochanan, the words of Rav, that Mekadesh Yisra B'Gzela, Eina Mekudeshes, right? The only reason why it worked here was because it initially belonged to what? It initially belonged to? Knew who remembers, we learned this 1 minute ago. Why is this Kiddushin good even though we stole it? It belonged to the girls. Because where did he steal it from? It was Vel Shvius, and it really belonged to Hefker. Okay? So, Amalei Ki Amarav, Mi Amarav Hachi. So, Rabbi Yochanan, remember the name, says, did Rav say such a thing? That you can be Mekadesh with Gzela? You can't be Mekadesh with Gzela? Says the Gemara. Wait a second. V'hu lo amar. Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree that you can't Mekadesh with stolen property? Rabbi Yochanan, Gezel, let's say you stole an object. V'lo nisyashua bailim. And the owners did not give up hope. Neither the guy who got stolen from or the stealer could Mekadesh with that object. Why not, right? Zeh, this one, the stealer, lefish eino shelo, because it doesn't belong to him. Vezeh, lefish eino b'shuso, this one because it's not in his possession, the one who got stolen from. So wait a second. If Rabbi Yochanan says you can't Mekadesh with Gzela, why is Rabbi Yochanan asking the Kasha on Rav? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamala, this is Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zera. Mi amar Rav Kavasei. He was not questioning Rav's halacha. He was questioning whether or not Rav, in fact, held like him. Okay. Meisvei. Frekta Gemara Kashi. Now, we just stated that you cannot mekadesh anisha with stolen property. Frekta Gemara Kashi Rebraisa. Kidsha begezel. If you mekadesh anisha with an object that was stolen, or bechamas, or something that you forcibly stole from somebody else, ubigneva, or something stolen. Again, there's a chilik between gzela and gneva. One is that you did it in front of him, one is that he wasn't in front of him. O shechatav sela miyada, or I chapped a rayon, a coin from his hand, miyada, from her hand, excuse me, vikidsha, and all of these cases, if you stole it directly from her, mikudeshes. Wait a second! We just said if you try to mekadesh with a stolen object, ain't a mikudesh. So what's the din? Says the Gemara Hasan begezel dida. There, where we say the braisa that's dealing with a case where you steal from the woman herself, that's when you mekadesh. But if you steal from somebody else, from a random person, that's when it's not mekudesh. Says the Gemara, really? How many times did I say it? The Sefer says, O shechatav sela mishela. You steal a sela from her. Michlal, that the safe is different than the first cases. The ratio begins with the alma askina. I mean, if you go back to that price, we learned four cases: gzela, chamas, gneva, chatav sela miyada. So, what's the last case where you chap the rayon a coin from her? So, only when you chap a rayon a coin from her. So, that's the case where you steal from her. So, that implies that the gzela and the gneva case is not where you steal from her, right? So let's read that again. Ha miditani sefer o shechatav sela mishala michlal the reisha begezel the alma askinan. That implies that the reisha is standard gzela when you stole it from Reuven and you mekadesh an isha with it. That it's mikudashes. So the Gemara says no, misunderstood the brisa. It's not four cases. The fourth case is shedding light on the first three cases. Perushe kam mifarish. The last case where you steal a sela from her is explaining what the gneva and gzela case is. Kidsha begezel b'chamas b'gneva. If you mekadesh with gzela with chamas b'gneva, case it. What's those cases? Kigon, for example, shechatav sela miyada. You steal a sela from her v'kidsha bo, and you mekadesh her. That's a case where it is going to be a kiddushin. But if you steal from yanim, from some random guy, it's not mekudeshes. Asks the Gemara, how could we explain it like that? How could we say that? The Mishnah is also a case where you steal from her. Become a Rav, and Rav says, Ena mikudeshes. They're not mikudeshes. So you want to say the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa? Here it is. It's something called a Mishudeches. A Mishudeches is la halacha when you say to a woman, will you marry me? Will you marry me as a kama vit kama v'nafkaminis? You're all called a Mishudeches la halacha. One of the nafkaminis is right here. Loikasha. Hadashadach hadashadach. In a case where you're already mishudeches, then if you steal from her, you mekadesh to her, that's kiddushin. If you're not mishudeches yet, then it's not considered kiddushin if you steal from her. Because in the case of mishudeches, the assumption is, since you already have a pre-existing relationship and I steal a coin from you, what's the assumption? That she did what? That she did what? What would you do, right? If you stole from your father, for example, what's your father going to do when you steal from him? He's going to be Michael, he's going to forgive you. He's going to forget. And therefore, what happens when the person forgives you? It becomes yours. And since it becomes yours, you can mekadesh an isha with that. So, if Reuven and Leah have a pre-existing relationship with Eher Mishudeches, and Reuven steals from Leah that coin, and then he gives her the coin as kedusha, and they are mekudeshes because they already have a pre-existing thing, mishadich. If they're not, then it's not considered kedusha. That is one of the big nafkaminas. It's a good pshetel to say. What is the halachic nafkamina today of saying, will you marry me? What halachic status do you have? So now you know. If you steal from her and you mekadesh with her, you are mekudeshes. Another nafkamina, for example, is asuka bosunya. Everybody have a gevaldik day. Monday, there will be a sub. I will be in Mirza Shem in sunny Florida, coming back later in the day for a chasana. Everybody have an amazing Shabbos.